This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
From the Pearson Signature Dealership Studio, this is the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM. WRNL Richmond and WRVQ HD2 Richmond. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Who's talking is on the air. Frank and Hobbo are up next on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM.
Maxwell Associates is a full-service accounting and business advisory firm with a large focus on business sales for Main Street and lower middle market businesses. With 3 offices in Richmond and a team of CPAs and enrolled agents, Maxwell & Associates offers tax prep services, bookkeeping, payroll services, along with full-service business brokerage offerings, including succession and growth planning, mergers and acquisitions, and post-business sale consulting. Call 804-200-8442 to speak to Jim.
Jeff McDonald & Associates is a personal injury and workers' compensation law firm based out of Richmond, Virginia.
For over 25 years, our attorneys at Jeff McDonald & Associates have been standing up to big insurance bullies for our clients.
With our no-fee guarantee, you will owe us nothing until you have won your case.
If you or a loved one has suffered an injury or been wronged, just call the 8s, 804-888-8888.
Thank you to all Virginia Athletics Foundation members for your support of Virginia Athletics. This is Cam Robinson, linebacker for your Virginia Cavaliers.
Hi, this is Fraylin Family Head Football Coach Tony Elliott. I encourage you to make a gift to the Virginia Athletics Foundation to help cover the cost of scholarships and operations as we build the model program.
To make a difference in the lives of UVA student athletes, call the Virginia Athletics Foundation at 434-982-5555. Or visit VirginiaAthleticsFoundation.com.
Clinical Research Partners, a Richmond-based clinical research company, is working to help develop more effective medicines to treat conditions other than cancer.
Dr. Robert Call co-founded Clinical Research Partners after a long career as a respected allergist.
Dr. Call played football for the Cavs and is a UVA med school alumnus. We have to keep looking for better ways to treat disease because not everyone responds to what's currently available, and new diseases such as COVID continue to occur. The mission is clear at the Faison Center: to give children and adults with autism and related challenges the best opportunity to improve their life's journey through evidence-based practice.
Their mission across the lifespan is accomplished through specific programs designed to meet the needs of families at different points in their lives. The Faison School, the Faison Behavioral Health Clinic,
and Faison Adult and Residential Services. There are two locations in Virginia, Richmond and Newport News.
To learn more, go to faisoncenter.org.
Summer has been brutal. If your air conditioning didn't keep up, now is the time to act. The federal tax credits are going away soon. Let James Rivera help you double down on this with their hot summer sale. Get up to a $2,000 match on the tax credit and a free 10-year warranty on any system. These new machines are ultra-efficient, wildly comfortable, and have special financing. Call now to set up a free home assessment to see how much you can save. Call or click jamesriverair.com.
This year marks 25 years of the legendary Acura MDX, America's best-selling three-row luxury SUV of all time.
Every MDX is built with Acura's commitment to precision-crafted performance, where luxury meets exhilarating drive.
Right now at Crown Acura Richmond, discover special offers on the MDX and the entire Acura lineup.
For more information, visit crownacurarichmond.com or call 804-361-8447.
Canal Capital Management is a fully integrated wealth planning firm whose singular focus is on growing and in protecting the wealth of their clients. Canal's unique approach provides an array of services, including investment management, tax and financial planning, real estate management, business consulting, and family office services.
Canal Capital Management and former UVA kicker Noah Greenbaum are proud supporters of Who's Talking. Canal was built for a single purpose, to provide clients with a simple, understandable process to grow, protect, and eventually transfer their wealth.
It's time for Who's Talking on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM. Brought to you by Clinical Research Partners, Ortho Virginia, Town Bank of RVA, Crown Acura, the Virginia Athletics Foundation, TheSaber.com, Canal Capital Management, Jeff McDonald and Associates, Maxwell and Associates, Hildrop Moving and Storage, Invictus Sales and Marketing, and James River Air. Good evening, ACC fans and fellow Wahoos. Welcome to Who's Talking, Season 17, with your hosts Frank Maloney and Jim Hobgood on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM. Tonight's show brings the best of UVA's football, hoops, and Olympic sports. Now, here's Frank and Hobbo.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. Welcome, welcome to Who's Talking. This is, believe it or not, show number what, Hobbo? 570.
An even number. That's good.
You like that?
Yeah, it just seems like yesterday we were doing show number 500, and we're already up to 570. So the numbers are getting bigger and bigger.
We're climbing towards 600. All right. Cavaliers are coming off a thrilling coming from way behind. In fact, in the first half, I thought they were almost dead and buried. There was very little life with the Virginia offense.
Now, do you attribute that to the week off?
I think it has to be. I think it's hard for the kids to focus.
I will tell you that was a very physical football game.
Well, you know, one thing I noticed, and I got a chance to see an extended highlight package of the game that Washington State played down at Ole Miss the week before. And listen, they were hitting Ole Miss. Ole Miss knew they'd been in a football game. In fact, Lane Kiffin's post-game comments to his team, he just ripped them. And he said, that's not our standard. That's not what we expect, and blah, blah, blah. And,
well, I thought that was part of the problem early on. I thought Washington State, the Cougars, sort of brought it to us, and they were more physical and more aggressive.
That's an understatement. They were out-hitting every player on the field. They controlled the line of scrimmage. Now, to be fair to the Cavs, you know, they can't really practice like the old days. Guys get hurt too easy because they're too big, they're too fast. And
no, you're not going to have a lot of contact in practice the way they used to.
And what I'm saying is the George Welsh style wouldn't work today because you can't afford to lose guys.
There are too many guys getting hurt as it is.
And so, you know, the Cavaliers played their way into the game. And somehow I'm going to give Coach Tony Elliott a lot of credit here. Halftime, he gave a great little talk where he didn't rant and rave, he didn't yell, but he told them, he said, you know, you know, this is up to you.
Let's give the defense credit. Both at Louisville and Saturday night, the defense played very well in the second half.
And the offense played okay in the second half.
They played better.
Against
Washington
State.
They did what they had to do.
Listen, the quarterback was playing hurt.
Yeah.
There's clearly that shoulder is re-injured, and I'm a little disappointed in Dez Kitchings, the offensive coordinator. He cannot run any design run plays for the quarterback, and he did it twice during that game. And I got fussed at by some people because I instantly, when I saw him taken off towards the middle of the line, I'm like, what the heck is going on?
They were fortunate that he came down on his left shoulder and not his right shoulder.
But the left shoulder is where he's injured, Hobbo.
Well, I know, but it's not his throwing hand at least.
Nevertheless, he didn't throw but 25 balls in the total game, completed 15.
But I always talk about, you know, teams have to learn how to win, and I think this team is learning how to win, and sometimes you find a way to win a game where you're not playing your best, and that's clearly what they did on Saturday night. They had some big plays. Cam Robinson, you said before we went on air, he had a great game and, you know, forced the safety at the end of the fourth quarter.
He was the ACC linebacker of the week for the second time this year.
No, he's terrific.
And there's only been a couple of players in Virginia modern history that have done that. So high five to Cam Robinson. He brought it. He also should have been credited for causing a fumble on that little sort of middle screen that Washington State tried, which I thought was a very risky play. And
let's give the fans credit, too. It was a great crowd, 56,000 plus, right?
Well, they say that. That's distributed tickets. It was a good crowd.
But still.
And what I thought was interesting was they were a vocal crowd.
Yeah, they got into the game. They helped.
Oh, outstanding cheering, particularly the horseshoe into the stadium. And in the fourth quarter, it made a huge difference. Do you know that Washington State only gained 6 total yards in that fourth quarter
like
that?
That's
crazy.
Yeah, the defense did a terrific job, particularly in the second half. But who's on the show tonight, by the way?
All right, we have a great show tonight, and I'm excited. This is a little bit different in what we're trying to do right here. Here we are in the middle of football season. We've got a good friend, Vern Inge. He's a former sponsor and seriously valued contributor over the years. Sports attorney. He practices other law as well. He's now with Whiteford, Taylor, and Preston Law Firm, and good friend of mine and a good friend of the program. And we're delighted to have him. Dr. Kwadwo Owusu-Achau, Dr. O, will be joining us a little bit later. And then, of course, head coach Ryan Odom of the basketball program is joining us for his
looking forward
first
to that.
Visit.
Yeah, his first visit to Who's Talking. Hopefully it'll be the first of many. But right now, we go to Vern Inge.
All right, so Vern, first off, welcome to Who's Talking.
Well, thanks, guys. Great to be back with you, Frank and Hobbo.
Yeah, we've missed you.
We have missed you.
It's been too long.
Vernon, what have you been doing? You're hiding from us.
It has been. Well, I've been scoring last-minute safeties to win football games.
That works.
Well, you know what? We'll take it.
Absolutely, we will. Yeah.
So our audience, Vern, how long have you been practicing law now?
Oh, 35 years or something. 91 graduate of the UVA School of Law. So,
how is that possible? You're only 40 years old. How can you practice?
How'd you do that? Child prodigy.
And 13 in my head.
Oh, okay.
Child prodigy, Hava.
That's right.
Vern, I know you've been in the past, you've had some major leadership positions. I think at one point, I believe you were president of the Richmond Bar Association.
I was, that's right.
All right, I bet you didn't know I knew that.
And you've got all my secrets.
And you've also been heavily involved, obviously, in sports law over the years. You know, some of the things that everybody talks about now and begrudgingly accepting, for the most part, is, you know, the impact of NIL on college athletics and now high school athletics. And I wondered if you'd like to share just your thoughts overall on what's going on, and you know what should regular fans understand about the situation today?
Sure. Well, it's a really interesting thing that's happened, of course, and the players aren't begrudgingly accepting it. I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
You know, it's very lucrative for the players, as you mentioned, down to high school these days. And, you know, in the past, we all heard stories where the universities were taking advantage of the players. You know, University of Georgia had a famous incident where, you know, they're selling the player's jersey for millions of dollars, and the player wasn't getting any piece of that. And you know, those sorts of things were happening, especially in the, you know, really big programs. And so the players sued and ultimately got the courts to say they get their piece. And so that's where we are from a legal perspective, and it's hard to argue that that's unfair, but it does change college athletics entirely. And it's now, you know, how much you're willing to pay for your football team. We've got the Texas Tech oil billionaire who's just, mm-hmm. you know, funding the team to bring in whoever he wants. And, you know, that kind of thing is perfectly fair game at the moment. You know, the pendulum always swings, and right now it is clearly in the players' favor. The players are getting what they want, and it's basically unlimited. The pendulum will swing back, and eventually everything will get back to, you know, some set of normal where the players aren't completely in control. Right now the coaches are complaining to me because they can't even negotiate with the players to say, if it's $1 million, I'll pay you $1 million, but you've got to agree to stay for 4 years, right? If it's $1 million a year. But they don't have the bargaining power to do that, to get players in their program for 4 years. And, you know, of course, their coaches, Tony Bennett being a great example, that build players up over a period of years. And those kind of coaches can't survive in today's world right now, but it'll change, and the market will swing back. And the schools and the coaches will have the ability to negotiate better. But right now, it's completely Wild West, free open market, and the players are getting virtually whatever they want. Sometimes it's just stupid what the players are getting paid.
Well, I'm not going to launch into all the examples I'm aware of, but, you know, on top of the COVID years, which impacted a lot of athletes, let's face it, some of them ended up, benefiting greatly. Antonio Clary, the safety for Virginia, I think this is his seventh year in college athletics. And
right. Yep. And
I think he should be ready for real life after this, because he basically got two tours of duty. I'm curious what your thoughts are as it pertains to the ripple effect this has going down to the high school level, because I have heard horrible stories about, you know, high school kids leaving public schools to go to private schools, high school kids leaving a district to go to another district, and money is changing hands, and young men are getting paid, and they're not even in college, and coaches are furious. Right.
No, that's exactly right. And you know, now that their NCAA eligibility can't be destroyed, it's fair game to pay high school players for their name, image, and likeness. And you know, there are circumstances where people are going to take advantage of that. And the private schools, let's face it, have been recruiting over the years. And in some states, that's illegal isn't the right word, but violates the rules of the leagues. In Virginia, it does not. Yeah. And so Benedictine, for example, recruits from the Richmond area, you know, public schools, and gets a lot of good talent by offering tuition to those players. But now it's fair game to offer them cash. And quite frankly, in theory at least, the public schools could do it if they had the access to cash and the donors that would fund it. So, yes, there will certainly be, and there is at this point, but it will continue to grow until the pendulum swings back. Payola in high school athletics, where kids are played to transfer schools. Now, all states, including Virginia, have some rules against transferring, and we are seeing some cases now of kids getting caught up in that. You're not supposed to just transfer without your parents moving to a different school for athletic reasons. There have been academic reasons people have done it over the years, but for athletic reasons, you're not supposed to be able to do that. And the Virginia High School League and the League of Independent Schools have rules against that and do have some protections there. But
hey,
it
Vern,
certainly
let me ask you this. I know there's some legislation floating around Congress. Now, this would, I think, relate more to college than high school.
But do you see any prospects of any of that legislation passing that might provide some guardrails for the college game?
Well, I don't want to get political, but we can't keep the government open. So I don't know. I mean, look, some of that legislation is really good. They have some good thoughts in some of those bills. And if Congress can get its head straight, and, you know, obviously they have more important things to focus on, as important as college athletics are at the moment. But, I do expect that I think there's a high likelihood of some congressional action to start to level things out.
No, that would be
well,
good.
Because
I think everybody's hoping to get a few guardrails on this, because that's part of the problem is you're in a situation where there are no rules whatsoever. But it does give a team, even Virginia, you know, Virginia all of a sudden had a little money available, and Tony got, what, 32 transfers this year on the squad? I think it's a number like that.
Well, and quite honestly, they finally got in the game. They could have done it 2 years sooner, but... people that thought they knew better put Virginia behind the eight ball, and now they can walk into Scott Stadium and see, you know, more people in seats than there were, and it's exciting. And Virginia's winning, and let's face it, you know, this is a crazy time. I mean, there's no other way to look at it. It's just if you went and grabbed Scott Gardner from years ago and pulled him aside and said, "Can you believe all this?" He would shake his head and say, "There's no way." I mean, this is
right.
This is too mind-boggling for a
quarterback. Well, there's no telling how much money I would have got back in the day. You know, I would have gotten a big check.
Yeah, $33. Barry would have gotten all the money. Hubba.
He would have shared a little bit of that dough. Sure he would.
Quick, we've got about a minute. I want to throw this back to you, Vern. What final thoughts on where is this going?
Well, you know, Hubba raises a great point, because where is it going is one of the thoughts is it's a team, right? That basketball team that Hubba played on was a team. It was not just one player, and Barry Parkhill was made great by the players around him. And they're, you know, all sorts of basketball is just, you know, the easiest to see, but it happens in all the team sports. So what do you do about that, right? You've got to build up a program with quality role players around your superstars, and how are they going to get the money? How are they going to be treated? And you do have some coaches out there in college athletics, none of them the major sports I'm aware of, but in sports like women's volleyball, for example, which is still big money, that are requiring the top players to share. If they're going to be in that program, they're going to share with their teammates.
Yeah, we got to have you back, because we got to talk about Olympic sports and also Title IX. We haven't even touched upon that yet.
That's right.
But Vern,
right. Inch, I look forward to
it. It's good to hear your voice again. Don't be a stranger. We'll have you back soon. Right now, we're going to go to break. You're listening to Who's Talking, and we'll have the Ortho Virginia Olympic or injury report when we return. Stay tuned.
Hello, this is Kevin Lang, a proud UVA graduate and member of your local Town Bank team. Being part of a team builds character in any arena. Together we can accomplish more than we thought was possible. Get to know the local team at Town Bank. We're members of your community ready to open the door to new possibilities. Discover the difference at Town Bank, where we're serving others and enriching lives. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's your number one online source as a Virginia fan. TheSaber.com gives you the best access to Virginia football.
Throws down the middle of the field. It's caught. Keon Johnson reaches.
Men's basketball.
Cavaliers having to face the noise. Parentes fires from three and hits another dagger.
And recruiting.
You know, with UVA, I know he made a visit to Charlottesville last month.
Plus, don't forget about the informative articles and, of course, the message boards. The online source for the serious Wahoo fan. TheSaber.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Jody Smith, a sports medicine physician with Ortho Virginia and a proud UVA grad. At Ortho Virginia, in addition to taking care of teams at the high school, college, and professional level, we pride ourselves in taking care of recreational athletes of all ages. When orthopedic problems take you out of the game, you can visit us at one of our 7 offices in Richmond or walk into one of our 3 Ortho on-call locations if you can't come in during normal business hours. You can also visit our website, OrthoVirginia.com, to make a scheduled appointment with me or my PA, Susan Kuehr, or one of our other Ortho Virginia physicians. Because at Ortho Virginia, stronger starts here.
Visit Crown Acura Richmond today and experience 25 years of MDX innovation in motion. Crown Acura Richmond, luxury performance legacy.
At Crown Acura Richmond, you're more than a customer. You're part of our family. Award-winning service and a dedicated team.
Enjoy a stress-free buying experience with transparent pricing, flexible financing, and the confidence of Acura certified service.
For more info, visit crownacurarichmond.com or call 804-361-8447.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Call at Clinical Research Partners. We need you to participate in clinical trials to help bring tomorrow's medicines here today. Without you, there are no new medicines.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
So call us today at 804-477-3045 and see if we have a clinical trial for your health issue. We'll be enrolling in flu studies this fall. You could help make the difference for many other folks. With your problems, think of it. You could be somebody else's hero. Clinical Research Partners, advancing medicines to improve lives.
You don't succeed in life by standing still. People in motion get things done.
A proud supporter of UVA Athletics, Hildrip is a 27-time honoree of United Van Lines Customer Choice Award.
Whether it's moving to a new home or office, optimizing your logistics, or managing your workplace, trust Hildrip.
Schedule your free appointment online at Hildrip.com or call 800-476-6683.
Helping customers by delivering excellence in everything they do, Hildrip. A world in motion.
Invictus Sales and Marketing is the fastest-growing electrical sales agency in the Commonwealth of Virginia.
Led by former Wahoo Paul Collins, class of 90, and his partner Pete Houston, Invictus is your go-to for any of your electrical needs.
From residential to commercial and industrial, Invictus can help you pick out what you need and get it when you need it.
Invictus is derived from the Latin word invicta, meaning undefeated.
All of the lighting upgrades across Scott Stadium and the Pergolo Lighting are represented by Invictus Sales and Marketing.
The future of Virginia football is very bright.
Summer has been brutal. If your air conditioning didn't keep up, now is the time to act. The federal tax credits are going away soon. Let James Rivera help you double down on this with their hot summer sale. Get up to a $2,000 match on the tax credit and a free 10-year warranty on any system. These new machines are ultra-efficient, wildly comfortable, and have special financing. Call now to set up a free home assessment to see how much you can save. Call or click jamesriverair.com.
Bringing you the latest with all things UVA athletics. It's Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobbo Hobgood on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan and now on 105.1 FM.
All right, we're back, and I do think the Wahoos are breaking through this year. 6-1, 3-0 in the ACC. Fingers crossed, because there's a bunch of guys kind of dinged up. And what a great time to have Dr. O joining us. Quadwo, this is Frank. Thank you for joining us tonight, and we always appreciate not only your support, but the support of Ortho Virginia. Hope you are doing well.
I'm doing good, man. I appreciate y'all. We do over here.
Hey, listen, I'm so sorry about your Dukies. I thought the Dukies were going to prevail this past week. I'm not sure what happened. They were right there in the thick of that game, sort of trading punches, and then a couple of plays, and all of a sudden it was over. But
had a nice crowd at Wallace Wade Stadium, though.
I'm going to say that. I saw part of the game, and I was impressed with the turnout. Dukies are finally showing up for football. What's going on?
They really revamped that stadium. It looks good.
I do think that if the TV cameras made that lower angle particularly made the stadium look really spectacular.
Yeah, Wallace Wade has seen a big turnaround. Look, man, I'll tell you this. The Georgia Tech team out there is one of my best friends from college, and he's actually a Duke undergrad. So even when we're on the other side, that Duke education comes through. And he kept them boys so healthy that, you know, that's what happened to us at Duke. So,
well,
I mean, we like to see Duke do well.
Well, listen, the Dukies are tough. I mean, I'm impressed how well Duke has played in the last few years. And, you know, you got to tip your hat to Manny Diaz.
No, he's done a nice job there.
He stepped in after Elko did miracles. Mike Elko, who is down there at Texas A&M now.
And they're having a terrific year.
And they're having a big year. So, but anyway, all right, let's get down to business. The injury report. I want to talk about Chandler Morris, the UVA quarterback. He had a run option early in the game, and he got up kind of funny, and he was never right the rest of the game. Now, he did have a vicious collision in the opening game against Coastal Carolina, and the rumor is, and they've never told us, is that it's possibly an AC joint injury in his left shoulder. He's right-handed, so it doesn't affect his throwing on short passes, but I sure think it affects his deep ball because he did not throw any deep balls on Saturday night.
Yeah, no, AC joint's going to be a tough one for any throwing athlete, even if it's the other side, like you noted. You know, I think where this goes kind of depends on how severe of an AC joint injury it is. And for the listeners, you know, the AC joint, that's where the clavicle, the collarbone, comes and joins the rest of the shoulder. So if someone says they have a shoulder separation, they're referring to an AC joint injury.
Oh. Well, I hope he's not dealing with a separation. It must be a situation where could it be strained? Is that possible?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. Yeah, low-grade injury is going to be, you know, you call it a sprain. You're looking at basically a low-grade injury of the ligaments that hold that joint in place. And so that's most commonly what it is. Most commonly, you're just rehabbing that. It doesn't necessarily stop you from playing, but to your point, it may alter the way you play. And, you know, in that position, he does need the contralateral mechanics to get that deep ball going.
So what kind of treatment would they do for that? And any added protection possible as he prepares to play?
Yes, you see some players get some extra padding around that area just to protect it. In some rare cases, bracing, but that can be hard. You don't want to limit the range of motion. You know, frequently we're getting injections into the joint. We need to calm it down just to make it through the game. But as always, the biggest thing is rehab. You need to strengthen the muscles around to protect it and then give the joint time to rest and overall just
now, what recover. Explain rehab. What do you mean by that?
Yeah, so you're strengthening the muscles all around the rotator cuff and the shoulder. Think of the shoulder as a system rather than just an individual thing. And so it's supported by all the muscles throughout the back, the muscles to the side, the deltoid, and the muscles in front, the pec muscles. And so when you're strengthening those, you're trying to make them strong enough to protect that joint. And after an injury, they can be temporarily, you know, decreased in strength. So that's where the rehab comes in, to protect that joint while it heals.
Well, he's dealing with it. And we also saw in Saturday's, you know, incredible comeback win, Xavier Brown, the running back, the number two tailback, got hurt on a punt cover play and had to be helped off the field. We'd have no information other than it looked like his left leg was injured. All right, we got to go to break. Dr. O, thank you at Ortho Virginia. We'll be back in touch.
Thank you, doctor.
All right, we're heading to break. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Boyd Rawls. I'm an orthopedic hand surgeon specializing in hand, wrist, and elbow injuries. I'm a diehard Wahoo who completed nearly all of my training at the University of Virginia. Ortho Virginia is the largest multi-specialty orthopedic practice in Virginia. We have offices in Richmond, Lynchburg, Northern Virginia, and Virginia Beach. Our dedicated certified hand therapists will work hard to speed your recovery. For more information, please visit our website, orthovirginia.com.
Canal Capital Management is a fully integrated wealth planning firm whose singular focus is on growing and in protecting the wealth of their clients. Canal's unique approach provides an array of services, including investment management, tax and financial planning, real estate management, business consulting, and family office services.
Canal Capital Management and former UVA kicker Noah Greenbaum are proud supporters of Who's Talking. Canal was built for a single purpose, to provide clients with a simple, understandable process to grow, protect, and eventually transfer their wealth.
Clinical Research Partners is on the front lines fighting viruses such as COVID. Would you like to help Dr. Robert Call and his colleagues?
Simply go to their website, clinicalresearchrva.com, or call 804-477-3045.
Consider enrolling in a clinical trial study. So many of our participants benefit in obtaining valuable information and treatments that improve their health.
Dr. Robert Call and his team will provide safe, efficient, and patient-centered care throughout the course of the clinical study.
Thank you to all Virginia Athletics Foundation members for your support of Virginia Athletics. This is Ken Robinson, linebacker for your Virginia Cavaliers.
Hi, this is friend and family head football coach Tony Elliott. I encourage you to make a gift to the Virginia Athletics Foundation to help cover the cost of scholarships and operations as we build the model program.
To make a difference in the lives of UVA student athletes, call the Virginia Athletics Foundation at 434-982-5555. Or visit VirginiaAthleticsFoundation.com.
Invictus Sales and Marketing is the fastest growing electrical sales agency in the Commonwealth of Virginia.
Led by former Wahoo Paul Collins, class of 90, and his partner Pete Houston, Invictus is your go-to for any of your electrical needs.
From residential to commercial and industrial, Invictus can help you pick out what you need and get it when you need it.
Invictus is derived from the Latin word invicta, meaning undefeated.
All of the lighting upgrades across Scott Stadium and the pergola lighting are represented by Invictus Sales and Marketing.
The future of Virginia football is very bright.
Summer has been brutal. If your air conditioning didn't keep up, now is the time to act. The federal tax credits are going away soon. Let James Rivera help you double down on this with their hot summer sale. Get up to a $2,000 match on the tax credit and a free 10-year warranty on any system. These new machines are ultra-efficient, wildly comfortable, and have special financing. Call now to set up a free home assessment to see how much you can save. Call or click jamesriverair.com.
Hello, this is Kevin Lang, a proud UVA graduate and member of your local Town Bank team. Being part of a team builds character in any arena. Together we can accomplish more than we thought was possible. Get to know the local team at Town Bank. We're members of your community, ready to open the door to new possibilities. Discover the difference at Town Bank, where we're serving others and enriching lives. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
You don't succeed in life, business, or on the field by standing still. People in motion get things done.
A proud supporter of UVA Athletics, Hildreth is a 27-time honoree of United Van Lines Customer Choice Award. Wherever life takes you, you can trust Hildreth.
There's no flag on this play.
Schedule your free quote online at Hildreth.com or call 800-476-6683.
Helping customers by delivering excellence in everything they do. Hildreth, a world in motion.
All right, let's do it. Who's Talking? Season 17 with your hosts, Frank Maloney and Jim Hobgood. On Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM.
Oh, perfect song, perfect song. You gotta love Warren Zevon, Werewolves of London. And here we are on the verge of basketball season, and almost feel like a full moon is out there. We got the Cavalier Hoopsters getting ready to jump it up, and got another scrimmage coming up this Friday. They're going to go up against Villanova in JPJ. And to talk about this, At this time, we have none other, and this is the perfect timing award by Haba, my partner. We have head basketball coach Ryan Odom joining us for the first time on Who's Talking.
Yes, Coach, we hope this is the first of many visits to Who's Talking in your what we also hope is a long tenure in Charlottesville. Welcome to the show.
Absolutely. Thank you guys for having me on. It's awesome.
Anytime. I thought I would start, in the past years, these games before the season started were closed scrimmages. Now that they're public exhibitions, does that change your approach at all to these games?
Not really. We've always, operated as if these are fact-finding missions. Mm-hmm. We're trying to, find out as much as we can about our team and the individuals on our team and how we respond, when playing against other competition. And certainly we've scheduled two really good programs, two well-coached programs that will really challenge us, and have challenged us so far. And ultimately, the key is being ready, for that first game and the non-conference schedule. And I think we've put ourselves in a good position, to find out as much as we possibly can about ourselves, where we need to improve.
I love the fact that Virginia is going to be going back to what I call a 94-foot game with an up-tempo on the offense, but particularly on the defense. I know you were quoted after the Vanderbilt exhibition that you want the full-court press to be the identity of this team as it was with some of your prior teams. Tell me about the full-court press. Do you use a 2-2-1 zone? Do you do some man-to-man full-court pressing, or how do you handle full-court pressure?
Yeah, it's just man-to-man. We love to press. We love to put pressure on the defense. But it's not an all-out attack in terms of being really risky. We like to keep the ball in front of us, but put sustained pressure. It's more about taking clock away than it is necessarily creating turnovers, although we do, create turnovers through the press as well. And trapping certainly is something that we will incorporate as the year goes on, but it's more strategic in terms of when we do it. Mostly it's you'll see full court pressure after we score a basket. Our guys will be up there. We call it hammering up.
Coach, this is Frank. Enjoyed media day recently, and have to say, visually, your team is very impressive. I mean, you've got height, you've got tall guards all over the place, and you've got gutsy players. I mean, I'm so impressed with Elijah Gertrude's attitude. I can't begin to tell you. Feel the same way about Chance Mallory. I think those two guys are gung-ho, and they're they've totally bought in and they're ready to practice hard. Malik Thomas looks like a horse, and Dallin Hall is your ball handler. But I mean, I watched all of them. I'm amazed by DeRitter. You said he's 240 pounds.
He is. Yeah, I think he's lost a little bit now. He's about 248 probably the day you were there, but. I'm not sure where he's at just yet, but we call him the tank for a reason, but he's well proportioned and a tough player, a tough matchup at times. So we're excited that he's on our team. And, you mentioned Elijah, you mentioned Chance, both great kids. I think that's one of the things that you'll find throughout this team is just the character, the personalities, are all, spot on. And that doesn't mean they're going to be perfect. They certainly are excited to be, Cavaliers here and be a part of the community.
And you've got a lot of shooters. I'll use the
example. Never have too many shooters.
Well, that's what Hoppo and I've always wondered. Martin Carrere, I watched him on Media Day. He made 10 in a row from behind the arc. I turned around to nobody in particular. I said, and that guy, is he even going to play? I mean, he looked really young, but all the rest of them.
He's a redshirt freshman. Yeah, he can really shoot. And
they all can shoot.
We do have shooters throughout the roster. And certainly that was strategic, in the recruiting process, is finding guys that fit our style and can stretch. I mean, ultimately, you want to have space, you know, and on offense. And so guys that can shoot from behind the arc create more space for their teammates.
How do you
utilize the space,
coach? How do you coach guys to understand what is the shot that you want as the head coach?
Yeah, I think it's you do it through film, you do it in practice in live situations, you do it in one-on-one situations, you know, in your office or on the side of the court, or even in a game. You know, you certainly do it in a game, but. If you're having to do it too often in a game, that's not a good sign.
And
that means they haven't listened as much as they needed to listen in practice. And so you want them prepared when they hit the court to know what shots are acceptable for the program. And we call them our shots. They're not your shots. They're not my shots. You know, they're Virginia shots. And we have a very specific type of shot that we want. And you know, it doesn't mean that we don't have go-to plays or anything where we get the ball in a mismatch situation, but it is that guy's responsibility to make the right play.
Well, let's follow up on that a little bit. You know, I watched some of the drills that you allowed us to see, and you were really coaching them to move that ball quickly so you could get a mismatch on the other side of the floor. I'm wondering about defense a little bit, and I'm not going to harp on defense but so much because it's going to take a little while, I guess, for all these new players to get accustomed to each other. And I know that's got to be difficult. But do you think that the defense against Vanderbilt in that scrimmage was Swiss cheese, or was it just a question of guys trying to get to understand each other and where they're supposed to be on the floor?
Yeah, I mean, it's not surprising. We certainly are not where we want to be right now overall, you know, as a basketball club. And I don't think we're alone in that.
Yeah.
You know, defensively certainly is an area that we attack daily. And, you know, I think for us, you know, you want to make sure that we have two rim protectors and we don't want to foul at the rim. We fouled too much at the rim and put Vanderbilt on the line. We allowed too many easy three-point shots. And, you know, we worked through that today on film with our guys. And just, you know, you take away five, six, opportunities that they had, you know, it's a little bit different. And so getting the guys to understand, you know, we're trying to win every possession. And if you do that, and if you take that process approach, you're going to have a better chance to win. And certainly the defensive side of the ball is something that you have to have. I mean, we've got to be well balanced, you know, overall.
Yeah, you clearly got to guard people. And staying on defense, coach, are you purely a man-to-man in the half court, or do you use some zone occasionally? What's your philosophy on that?
Pretty much man-to-man, but we'll change our pick and roll coverages, you know, which changes the defense a little bit. Can keep people off balance. We can stretch it out a little bit, you know, and pressure more up the court as well, even in the half court. But all in all, you know, ultimately, you've got to get the opponent deeper into the clock. And our teams have been able to do that over the years. If you go look at it, that's one of the reasons we don't play. We're not one of the fastest teams in the country, and a lot of it's due to our defense, that it takes longer for teams to score on us. We are by no means there right now. We've got to get way better at that. And, you know, we're working through it. And, you know, certainly this week that's been, you know, a priority for us is to just get more stingy on defense, be more help-oriented, but also get guys off of easy shots. And, you know, then you ultimately have to finish with a rebound. And there were some key times at the end of the first half against Vanderbilt. I think we're up, you know, two or three or something. And we forced a late miss and didn't get the rebound, and then all of a sudden gave up a three. And that was really hurtful for us because now all of a sudden we were trying to go 2-for-1, and we ended up losing that 2-for-1 battle there, which, you know, isn't always typical. But, you know, those hustle plays are really, really important. So got to make them.
Coach, and we were speaking with Coach Ryan Odom, the new coach at UVA. Coach, talk about is there enough time in these practices in the summer to bring this many new players together? I mean, you have at least 10 or 11 guys that are new to Virginia, and is there enough?
Yeah, we have an entirely new roster that hasn't played together. And the short answer is yes, it is difficult, but these guys are older, and they've played at really good places for good coaches. They have high character, and they're good basketball players. And so, ultimately, you know, connecting them to the University of Virginia and making sure that they're playing for UVA and playing for its fans and playing for one another, most importantly, right? And I think our guys are doing that so far. I'm really proud of where we're at, the progress that we're making. But we're not quite ready to be out in front of everybody in terms of a real game. And so we're looking forward to another preparation, with Villanova. We know it's going to be a tough game. They're really well coached and they have some good players. And so it's going to be a good test for us, you know, to get us ready for, you know, the first game.
Hey, Coach, as a member of the Virginia basketball family and one who's been a member of the family for a long time, obviously Barry Parkhill and I were teammates back in the day. I feel like Virginia basketball has won the lottery twice with you and Coach Bennett. I know you're excited to be at UVA, given everybody knows your history going back with your dad back in the 80s. How excited are you, or have you thought about walking on to the floor at JPJ Friday night as the head basketball coach of Virginia yet?
Yeah. Many a time. When I first took the job, every time I walk in the building, quite honestly, it's such a beautiful building. There's so much history, you know, that has happened here over the years. And to be, you know, a small part of that now and the current stewards of it, you know, is so important, you know, to me. And certainly there'll be some emotion, you know, walking out of that tunnel, you know, on Friday night. And my parents will be there, my brother and his daughter, obviously my immediate family, my wife and son Connor, and then Owen, obviously he'll be on the bench over there with me, you know, as a member of the team. So,
and by the way, I think that is so cool. I got a chance to talk to him the other day, and couldn't have been more polite and respectful, and you know, and he's excited. I think he likes being on this team, and I know he enjoys practices and being closer to you.
Do you think he's a future coach?
We'll see. Yeah, we'll see. You know, basketball runs in the family, no doubt. And so he's got more time to figure that out, though. I mean, he's really fortunate. He's here at UVA, and obviously a tremendous opportunity for him, academically and from a connection standpoint, you know, and he's excited to be a part of the team and really enjoys his teammates and coaches. And little known fact, Griff Aldridge is actually his godfather. So he's got his godfather coaching him too, which is pretty cool.
Well, that's a lot of pressure.
Well, I appreciated your comment at one time that you enjoy having your father comment about the game, but not immediately after the game. Give you a little time to absorb it.
Yeah. Let me absorb it first before you head in with all the things we need to work on.
But hold on. By the way, I used to see your father and Bobby Kremins at the ACC tournament breakfasts, and they used to tell the funniest stories I've ever heard. And they would tease each other and bring up embarrassing moments, and it was hilarious.
Well, you know, Coach, I did the radio with Mac McDonald, and obviously he did a number of years at Wake Forest with your dad down there. And I know Mac and your dad are very close, so that's a special relationship. But we're excited about the season. We're excited about the job you've already done. I think it's going to be a terrific season of Virginia basketball. And the good news for you is you're flying a little under the radar with the football success right now. So maybe that takes a little of the pressure off early on. But we're really looking forward to Virginia basketball 25-26.
No doubt. And shout out to Coach Elliott and his staff and players. You know, they've done such a great job. They're prepared every game, and they're competing to win, and it's fun to watch. Our fans are obviously jacked up about it, and, you know, We are here in basketball. Our guys are at every game, which is
very
cool.
Exciting. Very exciting.
Well, thank you for your time tonight. And as I say, don't be a stranger.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
We'll look forward to having you back as the season unfolds.
Absolutely. Thank you, guys.
All right, Coach Ryan Odom of Virginia Basketball. We're going to be back with some Olympic news and take a look at the ACC football schedule after these messages. You're listening to Who's Talking.
Finding a reputable law firm can be a daunting task, especially in the midst of a crisis. But Jeff McDonald and Associates is here to help.
Jeff McDonald Associates is a personal injury and workers' comp law firm based in Virginia.
For over 25 years, our team has been helping injury victims get the compensation they need after a serious accident disrupts their life.
Injured? Don't wait. Just call the Yates. 804-888-8888.
It's your number one online source as a Virginia fan. TheSaber.com gives you the best access to Virginia football.
Throws down the middle of the field. It's caught. Keon Johnson reaches.
Men's basketball.
Cavaliers having to face the noise. Parentes fires from three and hits another dagger.
And recruiting.
You know, with UVA, I know he made a visit to Charlottesville last month.
Plus, don't forget about the informative articles and, of course, the message boards. The online source for the serious Wahoo fan. TheSaber.com.
Thank you to all Virginia Athletics Foundation members for your support of the Virginia Athletics. This is Cam Robinson, linebacker for your Virginia Cavaliers.
Hi, this is Fraven Family Head Football Coach Tony Elliott. I encourage you to make a gift to the Virginia Athletics Foundation to help cover the cost of scholarships and operations as we build the model program.
To make a difference in the lives of UVA student athletes, call the Virginia Athletics Foundation at 434-982-5555. Or visit VirginiaAthleticsFoundation.com.
Clinical Research Partners, a Richmond-based clinical research company, is working to help develop more effective medicines to treat conditions other than cancer.
Dr. Robert Call co-founded Clinical Research Partners after a long career as a respected allergist.
Dr. Call played football for the Cavs and is a UVA med school alumnus. We have to keep looking for better ways to treat disease because not everyone responds to what's currently available, and new diseases such as COVID continue to occur. This year marks 25 years of the legendary Acura MDX, America's best-selling three-row
luxury SUV of all time.
Every MDX is built with Acura's commitment to precision-crafted performance, where luxury meets exhilarating drive.
Right now at Crown Acura Richmond, discover special offers on the MDX and the entire Acura lineup.
For more information, visit CrownAcuraRichmond.com or call 804-361-8447.
Maxwell & Associates is a full-service accounting and business advisory firm with a large focus on business sales for Main Street and lower middle market businesses. With three offices in Richmond and a team of CPAs and enrolled agents, Maxwell & Associates offers tax prep services, bookkeeping, payroll services, along with full-service business brokerage offerings, including succession and growth planning, mergers and acquisitions, and post-business sale consulting. Call 804-200-8442 to speak to Jim.
Hello, I'm Dr. Owusu Achai with Ortho Virginia. I'm an orthopedic surgeon specializing in sports-related injuries. My Richmond office focuses on minimally invasive hip labral repairs and ACL knee surgeries. As a recognized expert in sports hip injuries and the chair of hip arthroscopy for Ortho Virginia, I lead a dedicated team that delivers top-tier care in sports medicine. Our team provides excellent care to level the playing field for our patients and their communities. To learn more, go to orthovirginia.com.
When it comes to UVA athletics, our sense of community is a great strength. Hi, I'm Kevin Lang, Executive Vice President at Town Bank and a proud Virginia graduate. As a local bank, we know that a strong community is a win for everyone. We're in the game to help local businesses, community partners, and individuals and families set and achieve their financial goals. Find out how Town Bank is serving others and enriching lives. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Nobody covers the Wahoos quite like these two. You're listening to Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobo-Hobgood on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan and now on 105.1 FM.
Oh, yeah, Orange Crush. 5 wins in a row will do it for you, buddy. Can they make it 6? The Cavaliers are favored by 10 in Chapel Hill next Saturday at high noon. All right, next week's show, Hobo, we have Chris Wright of the Sabre. What a perfect time to have him on to give us the big picture, the bowls, the ACC race for Charlotte to make the title game. And your old buddy, Wally Walker, he could shoot.
He could shoot, he could play.
How about if you guys, the two of you, had to play a game of horse back in the day for big money, who would win?
Who? Now, obviously, I would say myself. It depends. You know, Wally was more of a mid-range shooter than a, the three-point basket was not there when he played in college.
He liked to bank it in.
Yeah, he could create his own shot. Obviously, our first Everett Case Award winner for the 76 ACC tournament title.
Do you know who the second one was?
Cal Guy, I believe, wasn't it?
No. You got to go back, not very far.
Oh, who?
Joey Hoops.
Oh, that's right. Joe Harrison and Cal Guy, right?
And Cal Guy.
Yeah.
Yep.
You're right.
All right. There's your trivia of the day. So Hobo's going to do the Olympic Sports Report, which is brought to you by the VAF.
Yeah. And, we usually don't start with volleyball, but, we have to this week because they beat the Hokies twice.
Back to back, Jack.
They beat them in Blacksburg on Wednesday, and then they beat them yesterday
they
in Charlottesville.
They swept them yesterday.
And the Commonwealth clash, I think, is 2.5 to 1.5 right now. So the Hoos out to a lead in that regard. Women's soccer had a tie against Louisville. Currently, they're ranked number 3 in the country. Field hockey won 2 games, Liberty and William and Mary. Field hockey is number 3 in the country as well. And men's soccer had a tie against UNCG, but then they beat Denver, the University of Denver, and the men's soccer team is ranked 9th in the country. So field hockey and both soccer teams are in the top 10 in the country, so they're having a great fall season.
They're making runs towards the NCAAs. All right, let's talk about the ACC football schedule coming up this week. This is a very exciting weekend because now the pretenders are starting to slide away and the true contenders are revealing themselves. The Cavaliers travel to Chapel Hill on Saturday to play the Tar Heels. And believe it or not, the Cavaliers are favored by 10 points. That's a lot down in Chapel Hill.
Keenan Stadium, and it's the 130th meeting between North Carolina and Virginia.
The oldest rivalry in the South. And if you think Alabama-Auburn is, you're wrong. All right. Syracuse is at Georgia Tech, and Georgia Tech coming off the big win against the Dukies is favored by 18.5 points. That game is also at high noon. The UVA game against Carolina is on ACC Network. Syracuse and Georgia Tech is on ESPN or the Deuce.
Georgia Tech's schedule, by the way, is pretty soft the rest of the way. Their hardest remaining game is the University of Pittsburgh, so I think there's a good chance Georgia Tech's going to be in Charlotte.
And it could be Virginia and Georgia Tech, and that would be a good game. Miami is at Stanford, and Miami is favored by 31.5 points at Stanford. And I guess they're just figuring Miami's going to be so mad after losing the game to Louisville. All right. Pitt is at NC State, and Pitt is given 7.5 points. That means they're favored. I don't know what has happened to State. They're not getting any respect now.
They've dropped off the radar, and Pitt's playing very well.
SMU is at Wake. It's a big game. SMU is favored by only 4.5 points, and that shows you that Wake
has improved.
Has somehow recovered despite losing Dave Clawson as the head coach.
You know, Wake comes to Charlottesville in a few weeks, and that's going to be a tough game, but we got to take care of business against Carolina and California in the meantime.
All right. Cal is at Virginia Tech this coming weekend.
Friday night.
And the Hope, thank you. That's a 7:30 kickoff. VPI is favored by 2.5 points. And that game, I think it's going to go down to the wire, and I think everybody should watch that one. I think that's going to be a great game. Boston College is at Louisville. Louisville's favored by 22.5. The wheels have come off the Boston College wagon. I would be shocked if they can keep it close. All right.
One other piece of Olympic news that you might be interested in. As of tomorrow, the tickets for the men's lacrosse championship in Charlottesville will go on sale tomorrow at 10 o'clock in the morning in the lacrosse championship, obviously in May.
So you can start buying your tickets and parking now. All right, let's remind everybody, next week's show, Chris Wright, Wally Walker, and Dr. Jody Smith. Franco and Hobbo have had fun tonight.
Go Hoos, beat the Heels.
That's right. Go Hoos, beat the Tar Heels.
That's it. It's all over. Who's talking on Sports Radio 910 The Fan?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You know Graybar for electrical parts, but there's one more thing you may not be thinking of us for that can help maximize your next project's total value. Our pre-project planning services are designed to help you win the bid, save on labor costs, and keep your installers productive across your entire build. The sooner you call us, the better. Because when we're there from the beginning, we can anticipate your needs and help you solve problems before they become problems. Yep, Graybar does that.